August 25th, Bea Louise Overell took the witness stand for over 1 hour. She denied any involvement in the deaths of her parents. 2 days later, Bud Gollum testified, also denying any part in the slaying of the Overells. On October 5th, after 19 weeks of trial, 107 witnesses, and over 1 million words of testimony filling nearly 6,000 pages, the jury announced a verdict of not guilty to the packed courtroom to 3,000 visitors waiting outside. The jury's decision came as a shock, both the prosecution and the public, though perhaps it shouldn't have been. The prosecution had tried its case in the newspapers, and through a strategy of dramatic press disclosures, well-timed leaks, had created an atmosphere of certain guilt around the accused couple. The only persons immune from the effects of this campaign were the jurors themselves, by law sequestered, and whose knowledge of the case was circumscribed by legal rules of evidence. Persuasive as a prosecution case may have been, there was much that was based on inadmissible evidence, circumstantial evidence. Further, the jury was drawn from Orange County's working and middle classes, and the prosecution's tone of high outrage was blunted by the fact that to Orange Countyans, the Overells, and the prosecution team brought to punish their alleged slayers were outsiders. But no one really, then or now, can be sure.